Luke chapter number 24. You'll notice verse number 1, now, upon the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they came to the sepulcher, bringing spices which they had prepared and certain others with them. They found the stone rolled away from the sepulcher. They entered in and found not the body of the Lord Jesus. You know why they didn't find Him? Because He wasn't there. Because He's here. And then you'll notice that the Bible said, verse 12, then arose Peter, ran to the sepulcher, stooping down, he beheld the linen clothes laid by themselves and departed. Look at this word. This will help you, Brother Leon. Wondering in himself at that which was come to pass. Not which was going to come to pass, but something that had already happened disturbed Peter. Wondering in him. Do you ever wonder in yourself? Can I tell you, it's not strange to wonder in yourself. A lot of people tell you that they got everything figured out, but I'm glad we've got a Bible that shows us that there has been some people a lot stronger than us that has wondered inside their self. The Bible said in verse 13, and behold, two of them went the same day to a village called Emmaus, which was from Jerusalem about 60 furlongs. They talked together of all these things which had happened. Came to pass that while they communed together and reasoned, Jesus Himself drew near and went with them. But their eyes were holding that they should not know Him. And He said unto them, what manner of communications are these that you have one to another as you walk and you're sad? One of them's name was Cleopas, answered and said to Him, art thou only a stranger in Jerusalem? Hast not known the things which are come to pass there in these days? He said unto them, what things? They said to Him concerning Jesus of Nazareth, that was a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all the people. How the chief priests and our rulers delivered Him to be condemned to death and have crucified Him. But we trusted that it had been which should have redeemed Israel. And beside all this, today's the third day since these things was done. A certain woman also of our company made us astonished, which were early at the sepulchre. They found not His body. They came saying that seen a vision of angels which said that He was alive. And certain of them which were with us to the sepulchre found even so as the women had said, and they saw Him not. Then He said unto them, Brother Tim, look what He says, O fools and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Ought not Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into His glory? And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, He expounded unto them in all the Scriptures the things concerning Himself. They drew nigh unto the village where they went. He made as though He would have gone further, but they constrained Him, saying, abide with us. For it's toward evening, and the day is far spent, and He went in to tarry with them. came to pass as he sat at meat with them, he took bread and blessed it and brake and gave to them. And their eyes were open that they knew him. And he vanished out of their sight. They said one to another, did not our heart burn within us while he talked with us by the way? And while he opened us the Scriptures, you may be seated this morning. I want to preach on this simple Bible subject today. On He'll not fail you this close to home. He'll not fail you this close to home. Now, I want to say today by way of preaching, you'll notice life brings some disrupting moments. The Bible said in verse 21, but we trusted that it had been which should have redeemed Israel. You ever experienced things that didn't turn out the way that you had them planned? I'm talking about you thought things was going another direction and all of a sudden they took another direction. I'm going to tell you sometimes life has disrupting moments. I hear a lot of people say, well, that won't bother me. Just live a little longer, honey. You'll have something that will bother you. Right now, everything may be going good, but there's going to come a day that you're going to reason inside yourself about these things. Now, I want to say that He'll not fail you this close to home because, first of all, He has a look that is longing. He has a look that is longing. I want to say the Bible simply said this as they communed together and reasoned, Jesus Himself drew near and went with them. Honey, I come to tell you today we've got a God that is a-looking. Somebody said our God is dead. No, He ain't. Our God is alive. You say, well, preacher, I'm a-wondering, it got dark, but I want to tell you the all-seeing eye of God sees through the dark places today. I'm glad our God sees through the dangerous places. I'm glad I got a God that His look is longing. You say, what is He looking for? He's looking for trouble today. I'm glad we got a God that trouble don't bother Him. You say, preacher, our country's in turmoil. Yes, and it's in a lot of trouble. But I'm glad we got a God that is looking. You say, preacher, how you know He's looking? Because He's living. They went down to the tomb and could not find them. I'm glad we got a God that's not in the tomb today, but He's got a look that is longing. He looks about all of His children. I'm glad He looks when we're playing. You know, it's not too good a mom and daddy to turn their young'uns out and just tell them, go play in this day and hour. I'm glad we got a God that is a-looking when we're playing. You're saying, what are you talking about? I'm talking about, honey, there's a God that sees what we're doing and where we're going and what we're looking at and what we're listening to and even who we're running with. There is a God that is looking. Don't let nobody fool you. God is a-looking. You say, how come He's a-looking? Because He loves us. I've never turned my children out and just let them go somewhere. I've always looking after them. And I'm going to tell you, I'm glad we've got a God in the Bible that is a-looking about all of His children. You say, preacher, it's got dark outside. I'm glad we got a God that looks in the dark this morning. You say, how does He see? Because He's the God of light in this day and this hour that we live. I'm glad Buddha's not my God. He's got no eyes that can see. I'm glad Muhammad's not my God. He's in the grave today. I can tell you, he's in hell today. But my God, oh glory, my God's not in hell today. He's in heaven, sitting on the throne, seeing about all of his little children. I'm glad I've got a God that is a-looking this morning. He's not going to fail me this close to home. What kind of God would it be that when things has come and rearranged our life and has disturbed us and distracted us and discouraged us, what kind of God would it be that wouldn't look in? I'm glad I've got a God that's a-looking when I cross the street. I'm glad I've got a God that's a-looking when I'm down in the woods and lost. What a God that looks at us. He's got eyes that can see like nobody else can see. Boy, ain't it amazing when your children got out of sight, you couldn't see them no more. But not our God. I'm glad God's children never get so far that the Father cannot see. When the prodigal went down, honey, let me tell you something. There was a father that was still watching him. You say, preacher, how you know that? Because we've got a God that has a look that is longing. I'm glad God's looking in about us this morning. You say, preacher, things have never been this bad. I won't tell y'all about all the turmoil going in our country. You got a Bible says that was coming. In the last days, perilous times shall come. There's nothing that we can do about that. There's a sovereign hand of God that is running things. And let me tell you, I don't want to be a prophet of doom today. A lot of folks got a lot of hope in a candidate, but I've got hope in the potentate this morning. I'm glad the great God that's on His throne can straighten all this turmoil out that we're in. And I'll tell you what's going to straighten it out one morning, Brother Joe, with the voice of the archangel and the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the cloud. Thank God we're going home to glory one day. Why? Because God's a-looking. Glad I got a God that's looking. I'm glad He's looking when I'm discouraged. You know, a lot of times people say we ought not get discouraged. Well, I'm sorry, but I do sometimes. But I'm glad I got a God that's a-looking. Let me tell you, I'm not the smartest pencil in the box, but I come to tell you this. If I've got a God that's a-looking, then He knows what's a-going on. You ain't got to write it out and send Him a note. You ain't got to send Him an email. You ain't got to send Him a text. You ain't got to inbox Him on Facebook. Somebody say amen. There's a God that is a-looking. He got up out of the grave and He come a-looking. He drew near to the... Aren't you glad we got a God that'll get near to you? I feel Him this morning. I don't know about you, but I feel Him. I feel Him a-walking around in our tabernacle today. Oh, aren't you glad you got a God that's a-looking? And you know what? I want to say this today. I've just tried to trust the Lord to give me what I need preaching. Maybe the Lord just give it to me as I'm preaching. I love it better than that in any way I can get it. But I want to say today, if we got a God that's a-looking, He knows what you need and He knows what I need. And can I tell you, He's got what we all need today. We got a God that will not fail us on our way home. Now they're walking together. Can I give you the story? Some said they were husband and wives. I'm glad husband and wives. We won't know until we get to glory. You'll read some scholar said it was husband and wife, and they had been there. They'd been to Jerusalem. They knew that the Lord had died. He'd got out of the grave, and they were walking back home together, just holding hands. I want to say I'm glad I got a wife I can hold hands with. Some of y'all ought to try it sometime. Amen. And this week was her birthday, and I was real nice to her. But honey, let me tell you, I ain't just nice to my wife on her birthday. Somebody say amen right there. Some of you need to get back to being a husband to your wife and loving them every day of the week. Amen. And some of you wives need to be more lovable. Somebody say amen. Boy, I'm glad. Thank the Lord. So these two was on the road and they was walking and they were sad. I've noticed sometimes God will allow things to come in your life that's sad. Now I want to say you might not be happy today, but you can have joy full of glory. Can I tell you, happenings has to do with happiness. Sometimes happenings knock out my happiness. But oh, I want to tell you, I've got joy unspeakable and full of glory this morning. I've seen people bearing their babies raise their hands and worship toward heaven. Not that they were happy, but they had joy unspeakable and full of glory. I'm glad He won't fail us this close to home. They were walking and sad, and all of a sudden, it's just like our God. He's got a look that's longing. He just stepped right up into their world and started walking. Well, aren't you glad you got a God that'll walk with you? You said, how you know He walks with you? Because I feel Him from time to time. Sometimes I love it when I bump into Him. And sometimes I love it when He bumps into me. I'm glad we got a God that is looking. Can I tell you, our God knows where every one of us is at today. And if there's ever, you listen to me, folks, if there's ever been a day in your life that your preacher and your church and a congregation needs the Lord, it is this morning. I'm glad we've got a God that is looking. He sees us in everything we're doing. He never goes to sleep. Isn't it amazing? The God that never sleeps, He's always looking. And so I'm glad He won't fail us on our way home because we've got a God that His look is longing. Number two, I want to say today that He has a love that is lasting. In verse 25, look what He said. When we found not His body, they came saying that they had also seen a vision of angels which said that He was alive. And certain of them which were with us went to the sepulchre and found it even so as the women had said, but to Him they saw not. Then He said to them, O fools and slow of heart, believe all that the prophets have spoken. Ought not Christ to have suffered these things and to enter in His glory? Can I tell you what Jesus is doing right here? Jesus is preaching Jesus. And I think if Jesus preached Jesus, it'd be a good thing to preach about a love that is lasting. Because Jesus loves us. They said, now, haven't you heard? He's supposed to have been the prophet of Israel and He's been crucified. All of a sudden Jesus said, shouldn't He have been crucified? He had to die for the sins of this world. Can I tell you this morning, Jesus died for the sins of this world. He died for you and He died for me. He died we could all go free. And if Jesus is a good text for Jesus to preach, I think it's the greatest text we could ever preach this morning. A name above all names. Oh, what a Jesus. I like Jesus. I love how good Jesus is. You say now, preacher, He's got a love that's lasting. He sure does. Can I tell you what the old black preacher had to say about Him? Talking about preaching Jesus, Jesus, preaching Jesus. You know how come he preached Jesus? Because He's the all-sufficient Savior. He strengthens and sustains. He guards and He guides. He heals the sick. He cleans the lepers. He forgives the sinner. And He discharges the debtors. He delivers the captives. He defends the feeble. He blesses the young and He benefits the old. Ain't nobody like Him. He rewards the diligent. He beautifies the meek. He's the key to knowledge. He's the doorway to deliverance. He's the pathway to peace. He's the roadway to righteousness. He's the highway to holiness. He's the gateway to glory. His office is manifold. His promise is sure. His life is matchless and His goodness is limitless. His mercy is everlasting and His love never changes. His Word is enough. His grace is sufficient. His reign is righteous. His yoke is easy. His burden is light. He's indescribable. He's incomprehensible. He's invincible. And He's irresistible. I'm glad Jesus preached about Jesus. And oh my, I'm going to tell you today, His love is lasting. Look what He does now in that text. The Bible said that they drew nigh to the village in 28 and went and made as though He would have gone further. But they constrained Him, saying, "Abide with us, for it's toward evening, and the day is far spent." And He went in to tarry with them. And it came to pass, as He sat at meat with them, He took bread and blessed it and brake and gave to them. And look what happened to them. Their eyes were open, and they knew Him, and He vanished out of their sight. I want to tell you, He's got a love that's lasting. Isn't that amazing? He drew in that house with them. They didn't know who He was. He was just a stranger that seemed to know everything that had went on and seemed to be so kind to them. And all of a sudden, He went into their home, and they sat down. The Bible said that when He broke bread, they knew Him. Isn't that amazing, something that Jesus did all of a sudden that a light come on? When He reached out and He broke that bread and turned His hands, they seen them nail-scarred hands. And they knew it was Him. Wouldn't it be a blessing if the light come on about Calvary to you and realize that He has a love that is lasting, that He gave His life for me and you, and them nail-scar hands would save you this morning, would give you peace, give you a place in glory, and could do anything you need done in your life. There's no hands like His hand. I had a daddy that was just wonderful, wonderful daddy. My daddy had hands like nobody else's hands. I could see my daddy's hands on a table and nobody's hands looked like his hands. But you know something? My daddy died. My father lives. And Brother Jerry, he's got hands like nobody else's hands. I'm glad he's got hands that can reach us today. I'm glad he's got hands that can touch us. How many times I've wanted my earthly dad just to sit down and tell me something and talk to me. But honey, I'm glad I've got a father. When I'm discouraged and I feel all alone and I don't understand why my world has fell apart, he'll just come and he'll draw near. Sister, I want you to come to the piano today, and I want to close with this last thought. Listen to me, children. He's not going to fail us this close home. Many of you are walking home to our home in heaven. You're dismayed. You're discouraged. You don't understand what has happened to you and what's happening around you. But I sure am glad we've got a God that His look is longing. Glad we've got a God that His love is lasting. But look what He done. The Bible said when He broke bread and left out with them, I want to tell you, He's got a life that's lifting. He talked with them. They said, they knew Him and He vanished out of their sight. And they said one to another, "Did not our heart burn within us?" While He talked with us by the way, while He opened to us the Scriptures. You say, "Brother Ken, what do you mean He's got a life that's lifting?" He come by and He lit a fire in their heart. Is that fire burning in your heart this morning? I've had people come by and encourage me. And I'm going to tell you some of the greatest encouragers I've ever met in this church. There's never been nobody like Jesus that would come by that has a life that is so lifting. Just one meeting with Him will change your whole life. Some of you, you've lost the fire on the way home. Wouldn't it be a blessing if God would do something in you? Something that had got low and that God would do something for you this morning. Can I tell you, we got a God that will still do it in this day and this hour.